T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, Football Friday, as we get set, of course, 2 days from now, the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night at Lincoln Financial Field. A lot to get into with this critical game for the Eagles. Of course, status of injured players. We're certainly going to want to know, you know, what Doug Peterson has to say today about a whole bunch of banged up birds. And whether they, will be playing, won't be playing, might be playing, might not be playing. So we'll look forward to that as we move through the show. Of course, that's a big part of all of this. Andy McPhail, he's got a press conference later today for the Phils. So we'll be all ears for that as well. And again, phone calls as we get revved up. Eagles, Cowboys, I know. It's not like a showdown where both teams are great, but it is an important game. There is no doubt it is an important game this season. We'll be all over talking about it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You look good today.
Thanks, pal.
I noticed the theme. You brought the theme back.
Oh, man.
I did. I did
the
bring
lucky
the
theme.
Back.
Did you wash it?
That would be a negative Ghost Rider.
I think we should call it the smelly theme.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Sure.
In some ways, I am mortified by that. In others, but before we get started, I wanted you to know, in the state of Utah, birds have the right of way on all highways. Birds.
Well, walking?
No, while you're driving.
No, I understand that. I mean, why they can fly. Like, if they're walking, you got to not drive your car. Like, that's common sense. Well, on a highway, though, what, do you got to stop on a highway?
Yeah. Yeah. They have the right of way. If a bird, let's say, I don't know, roadrunner.
Right.
Decides to walk across the highway and you're going 70 miles per hour, you hit that bird, you are in trouble with the law.
That is.
Because he had the right of way and you didn't.
You know what, man? Those brakes better be ready to stop quick then.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough one if you're going 75, 80.
It just doesn't seem to make sense.
85,
to me.
90.
And well, look outlaw. At you. Look at you breaking
look
the law.
Look at me. By the way, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Look at me. Well, you can't look at me. This radio, after all. But how about it, John? Look, I'm doing my part. For those that don't know,
this is
for those.
Hold on. First of all, this is flimsy. We've asked you to do your part in the past, growing like a playoff beard,
yep,
or a playoff mustache,
yep,
that sort of thing.
Yep.
I would say this is pretty flimsy by comparison. If you just wear a T-shirt.
A T-shirt and a sweatshirt. It is a combination of a WIP sweatshirt, black WIP sweatshirt, with over it a black Eagles T-shirt. It looks like one sweatshirt. It's actually a sweatshirt and a T-shirt.
Yeah,
and
fooled John, me. Fooled me a little bit.
It might be a little stanky. I didn't wash it after last week. That's okay.
Stanky,
a little bit stanky.
You're stanky.
From time to time, but here's the deal.
Yeah, it fits.
I wore it last Thursday, the day of the Eagles-Giants game during our show.
Uh-huh.
I then said, all right, I'm going to wear it.
You know, it didn't give us that great a luck, right?
Hey, W is a W. I wore it during the Thursday night Facebook Live pregame show. I wore it on Friday, and I said, we're going to continue with this. Look, the Eagles have needed some help, and so I'm going to do my part. Now, here's the deal. Let's get into it.
Why don't you grow an Eagles mustache, then?
Because I don't have an Eagles mustache. How about that?
Yeah, you do.
How about that, buddy? How about that, tough guy?
Dodging it.
All right, look, 215, indeed. Totally dodging it. There's only so much I'm willing to do.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's drill down here. This is the key game. And here's the deal. See, I think all season, and really you can go back to the off season, right in the offseason, and then into the first couple weeks of this season, I think all of us pretty much looked at this game and then later in the season when the Eagles play Dallas in Dallas, and we all said those are the two games that matter most. This is a Eagles or Dallas division. Most people were picking Dallas nationally, although the Eagles weren't that far off from being, you know, favorite. They were close to a co-favorite, but not quite. Dallas had the odds maker's edge. And we all said, hey, so goes these two games, pretty much. So goes the division. Now, that may or may not be true. You can certainly make a case games versus Washington or maybe even the Giants will matter more. Time will tell on that. So I think a lot of us have come off the these two games matter the most because maybe Dallas is going to finish fourth. But here's the deal. This game is so key because, John, it is the pathway game. What do I mean by that? If you lose this game, you're 2-5-1, and you're as bad as we thought when they walked off the field versus the Rams, when they walked off the field with the tie versus the Bengals. If they lose this game, they're 2-5-1, and they're as bad as we thought, and they're as bad as we feared in the earlier part of the season. But if you win this game, the pathway game, if you win this game, you are headed to 4-4-1 because you're going to have a bye after this. You're going to play the Giants after that. You're going to be 4-4-1, and it's unbelievable. The NFL schedule is a little pushed back this year, calendar-wise. You're actually going to be on a Sunday morning, November 22nd, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. You're going to be 4-4-1 entering a game against the Cleveland Browns where now you are certifiably in the season. John, here's the deal. This is the pathway game, and it feels to me, John, like the Eagles are turning the corner. Are they great? Wow. No. Are they going to become great? No, I don't think they're going to become great. But this is the game that is the pathway, and this is the moment right here, right now. These combination of three games, Giants, Cowboys, bye, Giants, John Ritchie, where the Eagles start turning the corner.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This is the week where we will determine better who the Eagles are this season. Here's the problem. These teams are such a non-test. These teams are such bottom five in the NFL dwellers that I think it tells us if we're bottom five, if we lose to them, the Giants and the Cowboys, because we will be playing the Giants, you know, the next game after this. I do think we're a better team than the Giants. I think that was obvious for the first, you know, portion of that game that we played them. I do think we're better than the Cowboys are. I love that we are not a bunch of quitters and front runners like the Cowboys are. I'm not positive we win this game. I think it's possible we are in that bottom echelon in the NFL. Do I think we'll win? Yes. Am I certain? Absolutely not. And the Giants game did little to convince me otherwise because we almost gave it to them. We need to dominate this Cowboys team. I know we can. I also know we won't at times. Our last game developed into a mockery of football at times.
It was rough, man.
No, really.
I know. It was rough.
And I'm praying that 10 days to prepare prevents that this time around, but I doubt that's the case. This Eagles team, we could very easily drive the entire field with the first 15 plays, set us up with hopefulness, then do what they did against New York, lose the edge, lose their direction. You know, we've heard the term rudderless a few times this week when talking about this team. You know, rudderless thrown around. Doug, you are supposed to be that rudder. You know, I know we have guys who may be coming back from injury, but it doesn't change the rudder. It doesn't. I know we're getting healthier at the right time. You know, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, I understand what you're saying, turning a corner.
Yep.
We are getting more explosive, more exciting with who we can put on the field, but we're still lost at sea at times and just sort of floundering. And other teams in the NFC are rolling around in yachts, right?
Well,
like
we got a little
rowboat.
Yeah, they're not Green Bay. They're not Tampa Bay. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But here's the thing, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, I'll ask the question, do you think the Eagles are in the process of turning the corner? Because on one hand, John, you can say they're about to turn the corner. I would actually advocate they are turning the corner. You know when you get off a highway.
So turning the corner means.
Let me put it this way. You know when you get off a highway. You know when you get off a highway sometimes, and every once in a while you got to go from one highway to the next. You got one of those big circles, right? It's a bit like it's one of those. You get off to the right, and you're going around, and you're still going around, and you're still going around, and you're like, my God. Who in the heck designed this thing? Can we please get to the next highway? And eventually you get there, right? That, to me, is what these couple of weeks represent. It's a long circle. It's a long turn. But, John, I do think the Eagles are going to be 4-4-1. I do think that. But more
I do, too, actually.
Right. But more fundamental than that, and this is why I say they are turning the corner. They are getting players back, and they will get more players back. And so while I don't expect them to be a great team during these next 2 weeks, even though I think the record will get up to 500, 4-4-1, not going to be a great team. They are, I mean, the list of guys that they can get back for that Cleveland game on November 22nd at 4-4-1, when we all know the town's going to start getting pumped up. If they've got a three-game winning streak and they're back to 4-4-1, the town's going to be pumped. And
I'm looking ahead to that. And
seriously.
It's such a false sense of certainty and security, but with 4-4-1, winning three games in a row against these two teams.
I agree with you, John, but here's where I diverge. That's a game versus Cleveland. And, again, this is why the Cowboys game is the pathway game, where you can have – you can have Goddard back. You can have Lane back. You can have, I don't know, maybe Sayamalu back. Miles Sanders.
Alshon.
Rager.
Maybe.
Alshon. Peters. Malik Jackson. Zach Ertz. Like, so right now the objective is tack on a win, use the pathway, round the turn, get me to 4-4-1, and then in November, when you actually face tough teams or certainly tougher teams, be ready to go with most of your guys back. That's why this game's so big. 2-5-1, you're what we thought you were when you walked off the field versus the Rams and Bengals. You just stink. But here's the thing. I don't think they're that. I think they have enough to beat Dallas, enough to beat the Giants, and, yeah, I believe they are in the process, as we speak, of turning the corner.
I feel like this game will prove one thing. If we lose, we are truly bottom dwellers.
It will prove that
if
they
win,
lose. I agree with you on
it
that.
It doesn't prove much. If we win, I'm still, you know, the jury's still out for me. My biggest worry is we'll get guys back and Doug won't know what to do with them anyway. I mean, we did lose to Washington with just Miles Sanders out. You know, this is not a cohesive group that's got a plan. You know, Doug's a big part of my question marks, but, you know, fortunately this week we're facing a team who's given up on their coach, and we know our guys won't do that with Doug. That's great to know. And Doug needs to pounce on them, you know, put them away and prey on that division within the Cowboys. And if we do that, I agree with you. It's a good sign, but it doesn't show that we've turned a corner.
All right, 215-592-9494, a couple things. First off, as John was just saying, we'll pose this question to you. With this game, if the Eagles win, does it prove anything other than they're not bottom five in the league? And the other thing is, do you agree with my assessment that the Eagles are in the process, as we speak, of turning the corner? Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Again, 215-592-9494. It does get kind of exciting when you realize Dallas by Giants, 4-4-1 at Cleveland, November 22nd to Sunday before Thanksgiving. Now you're in it. Again, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Where do you stand on all of it? Let's get hyped up. Eagles and Cowboys, obviously it is Dallas week. Obviously it is a football Friday. Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. A critical game. Really the pathway game for this season. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.